Hello and welcome to the podcast. So it's going to be an emotional episode for me. As I just learned the other day that the Major League Rugby here in North America announced that the Toronto Arrows, the only Canadian team in the 13-team competition, will cease operations immediately. For rugby fans here in the Greater Toronto area, or even in Canada that were supporting professional rugby, we have lost two teams over the last 3 years. We lost the Toronto Wolfpack due to the pandemic, and for reasons I don't understand, the Toronto Arrows have folded. That's the only word I can use right now, is folded. Now, I feel sorry for the players, coaches, the staff, as this comes as a big shock. On top of the shock of the co-founder and president, William Bill Webb, passed away in August. It left a big hole in our hearts. And on this podcast, I want to talk a little bit about my experience over the years with the Toronto Arrows. I will tell you that in 2017, I might have heard of rugby. Was I a fan? No. But then a friend of mine who I knew through the travel industry, was at a game the Toronto Wolfpack, because Air Transat was a sponsor, and he worked with Air Transat. I thought, I got to check this out. What is this rugby about? So I started in 2018, I started going to the Toronto Wolfpack games. Then I heard that the new team was going to be joining the recently formed MLR, Major League Rugby, North American Union Rugby, and that they would be playing out of the same stadium here in Toronto as the Toronto Wolfpack. So I was really, you know, I really didn't know much about rugby union. I knew a little bit about rugby league because I'd already been watching the Toronto Wolfpack play here in Toronto. But I figured my heart was telling me that I need to get behind this team. So I purchased season tickets for the first season 2019. At the same time, I had contacted the management staff and requested media access. I was going to cover the game as a photographer. Games, I should say, home games. And they gave me that opportunity. I had already started up a company called Jefferson Liberty Sports Entertainment with a premise of promoting rugby and other sports in Canada at all levels. The dream was to have player agents, lawyers, photographers, event coordinators, marketing specialists, so that we could do our best to help promote new professional teams, community teams, local teams. And that was the dream. Let me talk to you about the Toronto Arrows. So I purchased season tickets, and I'd been accepted, given a media pass so I could cover the game on the field as a photographer. So what I would do is I went to the games in 2019 after the team came home with a 4-4 record, which is very good, being on the road, you know, playing away from family and friends. So 4-4, they came back to Canada, and the next 8 games were played in Canada, and I covered those games. A couple of those games were played at Reunion Field up at York University. And, yeah, we drew maybe 1,000-plus fans. Competition was amazing by the Toronto Arrows. And I had the pleasure of capturing both sides, you know, visiting teams as well as the Toronto Arrows. So, to me, it was a dream that I had dreamt that had finally become reality. And what I would do with my tickets, because I, like I said, I had season tickets, I would wait at the gate, and I see someone walking up to buy tickets, and I'd say, hey, look, I've got an extra ticket here I don't need. If you want, you can have it. And that's how I got rid of my 8 tickets for the Toronto Arrows first season. I met other photographers, and we sort of, some of us bonded, some of us did not. We were very respectful of each other and gave each other space so we can capture what we wanted to. But while going to the games the first season, I had an opportunity to meet Bill Webb, a co-founder and president of the Toronto Arrows. He was very talkative with everybody. You know, he gave his time, and him and I had several conversations. I remember being at one game, finishing up a conversation with him, and running into Brian Burke, and we had a bit of a disagreement. I brought up that I was both a fan of Union and League, so I was a fan of both Toronto Arrows and the Toronto Wolfpack, and Mr. Burke wouldn't have any of it. He said there was only one type of rugby, and that was rugby union. I'd say I love both the union and rugby league. And I follow teams. I have to follow teams that aren't in Canada anymore because, as we know, both teams are gone. The Toronto Wolfpack folded up in 2020, maybe 2021. I think it was their first season in Super League, their only season, I should say. And they'd only played a few games. And then, of course, we had the pandemic and things changed. That same season, well, I should go back. Let me go back and talk about 2019 season for the Toronto Arrows. Very impressed that they came home with a 4-4 record. They finished that season with a record of 13-5, and they finished third and went into playoffs before they were eliminated. But things weren't always good for the Toronto Arrows, as they weren't for the Toronto Wolfpack. In 2020, Arrows started off with a 4-1 record, and that was on the road. And of course, then pandemic shut everything down. Last year, the Toronto Arrows, injury-ridden season, finished a record of 1-13-2, dead last in the MLR. And Bill and I had some banter back and forth about the team's record. Was it time to move players, get new players? And then Bill was, you know, very polite about the whole situation. He explained about salary cap, and they were limited what they could do with players. You know, I didn't realize how much of an impact Bill Webb had on the club. I know he had a big impact in rugby because he was a supporter of rugby right across Canada, basically around the globe as well. And he wanted to see, he even talked about down the road, maybe, you know, their big investment in the team right then and there, but maybe later down the road, invest in a rugby stadium. One designed specifically for rugby, but, you know, for all levels, not just professional level, but international and community levels. Bill and I had some chats on Facebook. We had chats face-to-face. I remember attending an event, Toronto Wolfpack, where had an event where the, you know, new general manager He had come in from the Toronto Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment Organization. They were looking at getting the team ready for Super League. And then who wanders in but Bill Webb and Dan Moore. Bill saw my wife and I sitting at a, standing at a table, one of those cocktail tables, came over, talked to us, introduced me to Dan Moore, who had recognized me as a photographer from the field. And I was surprised to see him at the at this event, but again, he was supporting rugby at all levels. When the Toronto Arrows made the decision to move out of the facilities at Lamport, which was city-run facility, and they were run down and there was no real money invested into bringing it up to say the quality and conditions expected of a professional team, especially when you're bringing in traveling teams coming in. So they made the decision to invest in rugby. Probably spent a lot of money in helping revitalizing York Lions Field or York University, the Lions Field up in North York. And the reason why I had a bit of a disagreement with that move, one, for me, travel was almost impossible. It's 2 hours each way. And so that's 4 hours there. And then you have the game. And the game was usually in the middle of the day. So you're looking at a whole day of travel and within an hour or 2 hour of game. But after having a conversation with Bill Webb was open about explaining that they were hoping the city of Toronto would invest money into Lamport Stadium and bring it up to par. The only thing that ever was done there was a new scoreboard, but the conditions of the stands, washrooms, the team rooms, was pretty disgusting. However, again, for me, it was easy for me because all I had to do, take one bus, get on the GO train, and walk to the stadium, which I'd done many times when I was going and attending the Toronto Wolfpack games. I think my last conversation with Bill Webb was, I think, maybe near the end of the season. And we were talking about challenges of injuries and the team record. But that hopefully rest over the off season and taking a deeper look at the team, that they could field a team that would be a winner. I did not know that Bill Webb was sick. I did not know that he had actually died until my cousin, who knew him from her business days, not through sports, but through business with Bill Webb, that he passed away, and she knew that he was co-founder and president of the Toronto Arrows and shared that information with myself. I was stunned, totally stunned. Bill Webb and I are around the same age, were, I should say. I'm 60, he died 59. And after his death, I just assumed, maybe a lot of us assumed, that the Toronto Arrows would, you know, they would carry on. But with this statement from Major League Rugby last week, that the Toronto Arrows ceased operations immediately. Again, another kicker. And I said to my wife just the other day, I said that I'm going to have to stop going in all in these new sports teams. I did that with the Toronto Wolfpack, and I probably spent well over $2,000 in merchandise. Because I'm a person, if you believe in something, why not promote it? So I wore golf shirts, jerseys, baseball caps, scarves proudly. When people ask me what the Toronto Arrows were or what are the Toronto Arrows, I could tell them. Canada's professional union rugby team, playing in Toronto, playing in the MLR. I was never afraid to promote. And with the Toronto Wolfpack too, like I said, Wolfpack, I spent about maybe $2,000. Toronto Arrows, I spent, I can't figure out how much I spent because I did spend a lot. But one thing that's dear to me is a pin. Yes, it said a pin that I got that signifies I was part of the Founders Club. Part of the Founders Club. To me, that meant a lot. That meant that I had agreed to, again, season tickets. I took out season tickets when they first moved to York Lions Stadium. Unfortunately, with scheduling and everything, I was only to get up there once. And I explained to Bill, it was all in the travel. It was all in the travel time. But anyways, I just want to say that what am I going to do now? You know, I've lost the Toronto Wolfpack, lost the Toronto Arrows. Well, I could still look at supporting Canada's rugby teams internationally. I could still support community rugby like I do here, the Mississauga Blues. Or just, you know, not too far from me is also the Oakville Crusaders. But I live in Mississauga, so why not support the Mississauga Blues? But professionally, I support, you know, I'm following the DHL Stormers who play in South Africa, Cape Town. I support the Hurricanes, play out of New Zealand in Super Rugby. And I support in the league style. I support the NRL. There's two teams there, the Sydney Roosters and the Dolphins, new team from last year. Not new players, but a new team, okay? But I enjoy all rugby, international rugby, the World Cup. If I can watch it, I will watch it. Again, I leave heavy-hearted with the fact that two of my teams, the Toronto Wolfpack and the Toronto Arrows, are no longer. But as a fan, that's me as a fan. I feel more for the coaches, the staff, players and their family, and the dreams of young rugby players who thought that maybe one day they could play professional rugby in Canada. I'm hope one day that we can get another team back in somewhere. Do I see it happen? And I'd just say not in the next 5 years. And I think the biggest issue is money. Nobody wants to invest the money. There's a lot of money out there. The rich are richer, the poor are poorer, and the rich that have money, the only way they believe their ideology is, I have lots of money, but I want to make more money. Not the idea I have money and I want to invest it and help maybe support a club professionally, whatever. I know some people tried with the club and there were some sponsors and everything, and I appreciate everybody that supported the Toronto Arrows along the way. Kudos to the fans, kudos to the players, and kudos to management and staff. This is the end of the show. Again, it's Randy Rugby Podcast. Probably won't be on for a while. I'm looking at maybe January, February, when we start looking at the English rugby, and of course the NRL, and whatever we want to talk about. But that's it for now. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. And, you know, it's a sad day. Thank you.